Hello everyone, and welcome to Navogada Knowing I Am podcast. My name is Gina, and today's episode is called What Are You Afraid Of? In this episode, I'm going to help you find the real reason that you're not living your manifestation, why your desire is not in your 3D now. But before we get started, Happy New Year 2023! Yay! Isn't it crazy that we already have 2023? I mean, it feels to me as if just yesterday I recorded a 2022 episode, and now a year later we are in 2023. Crazy. 2022 was really a surprising year to me. Like so many things happened I didn't see coming. I mean, I expected most of them, but a lot of beautiful surprises happened, which is always good. And one massive one that left me shocked, but I recovered, and it's a good thing. So in time, it's always a great thing. So yeah, I cannot tell you guys what it is now, but there will come a time where I will talk about it, but not now. Anyways, I hope you guys had a great start into 2022. Yeah. And yeah, just make sure that you focus on the rest of the year to be epic, amazing. By the way, I need to start using Epic again because I started out really well in 2022 in January, as I set out to do. Because I decided to, for those who didn't listen to that episode, I decided to make 2022 the epic year. So my year, my word for that year was supposed to be epic, but somehow I lost it along the way. I started out with epic, but then, yeah, I just went with whatever happened, but not in a negative way or in a bad way. So it was actually still good. So, yeah. I hope you guys make the best of this year. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it is your choice. Like, every moment that you're living is your choice. So whether you're going to experience that specific moment in a great way or in a bad way is both what you personally choose. So make sure that you choose those feelings and emotions that are actually good, that make you feel positive, you know, rather than staying too long in the lower regions. But yeah, you're the operant power. That's something to always bear in mind. So, we will now dig deeper and get you to look, really look deeper and see why you are standing in your own way, or better, why you are allowing your fear to keep you away from your desire. Because by now you should know that you are the reason you are not living your desire. There is no one else stopping you from that. You are meant to have everything, and if you don't have it, that means you are not allowing yourself to have it, or you are actually not wanting to have it. It sounds crazy, I know, but it is the truth. That's sometimes what we do. If you're listening to my podcast now, you should have listened to the episode Everyone Is You Pushed Out and Understand, at least from the logic point of view, that your world is just a mirror. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please go back to that episode for a better understanding. Now, you are responsible for the fact that you don't have what you want. In order to really understand why you're standing in your own way, you will have to be honest with yourself and ask the hard questions. In fact, the answering them honestly might be more the issue than the questions themselves. Anyhow, be brutally honest with you, because that's the only way that will get you your desire after all. Plus, who are you lying to anyways? It's no one but yourself. It's always only yourself. You never betray any other being. It is always a betrayal of yourself. Others are just the messengers, the mural of the truth that you hold within you. Now, to get down to the truth behind the delay of the manifestation of your desire, you will have to write the questions and answers down. I suggest you actually do that, because really keeping everything in mind might be a bit tricky, because you probably might lose one or the other thing. So it's best to really write it down. And it's also easier for you to follow along. So, what you do is you ask, how is not having my desire protecting me? Obviously, you should go more specific here. Just such as like, why is not being with my esprit protecting me? For example, if you're struggling with the SP. Then you write the answer down. Based on your answer, you continue asking the next question. So, for example, your answer was feeling safe, not letting anyone in. And then the next question will be, why do I need to feel safe, not letting anyone in? You continue doing this until you reach the end. So basically, you just ask the questions based on the answers that you give yourself to get down to the real reason why you are still stuck where you are. So until you feel like you have all answers and there are no more questions left to ask, that's where you know that you have reached the end, that you have your answer. It's something basically that you will just feel. You will feel that you have reached the end, or that you have your answer. You have like this aha moment. You're like, oh my God, this is the thing that was in the way and I didn't see it, you know? And when you have received your answer, you just work on it. Use any tool that you can or that you prefer. For example, you can use I Remember When. Regarding what your result was, like what your reason, let's say for example, safety. Safety was the result that came to, like, you did not allow yourself, or you are not allowing yourself your manifestation because you're scared of not feeling safe or something. And then you just ask, I remember when I felt unsafe, or I remember when I did not feel safe. It really depends on how you want to use it, like the positive statement or the negative one. So if you're not familiar with the I Remember When technique, please go back to the episode where I explained it. And that's where you can get more details there. But also different techniques you can find in the Helpful Techniques episode, where you just pick what feels right for you. Or you don't even need a technique. You can just choose to have whatever that you were afraid of, or choose to be free from that fear, etc. Just give yourself permission to already have it and keep affirming that. That's also just a way of doing it, because you don't necessarily need a tool to release something. I mean, you generally don't need a tool to manifest, to be honest, because tools are helpful at the beginning of this manifestation journey, of the journey with the law of assumption. But once you realize that the tools are just there to support your faith, you can say, or just to support you, you will realize that along the way, just by simply expressing what you want, just saying what you want, you manifest it. It just comes to pass. It doesn't need you to do all sorts of things like, I don't know, meditate or lie in a certain position or I don't know what, like whatever. You don't need any of those things. It really depends on you. You just really like just speaking it and expecting it to happen. Assume that it will come to pass simply because you're stating so. Nothing else. Like, you really don't need to go all crazy about it. So you can also simply say it. Just say it. It's the thing is, like, we make manifestation so much harder than it actually is. Because at the end of the day, it really just matters how you feel. I mean, even if you feel negative, like even if you have like a bad day and you're like really low and whatnot, you still can manifest what you want by just making sure that you're like, okay, it does not matter how I feel. I want my desire, and just because I want it, I'm getting it. You know, it just make rules that simply because you say so, it must conform. You know, it's just like really that easy. Really make things conform to you rather than you losing yourself over things. So really just make sure that, okay, I want this, and because I'm the expression of God, and everything I say must happen. It sounds so crazy, but really just claiming that power that, okay, just because I'm getting it. Like, it does not matter what it is, but simply because I say so, it does happen. It's really that easy. It's just like really the faith in yourself. I mean, don't even have to believe that you're God or that you're the expression of God or whatnot. Just believe in yourself. Like, just believe that you actually have so much power that you can just say something and make it reality. Like, just by I'm saying so, you know? Really work towards that. I mean, make it your aim to really stand in your power. Because the truth is, whether we have something or we don't, it's because we're not in our power if we don't get it. If we're not in our power, we're believing that something else has power over us. And that's not true. That is not true whatsoever. We always have the power. We are always the operant power. And just because we allow stories or beliefs, lies, lack or whatnot to dictate how we feel in a certain moment is the only reason why those things actually end up having power. But it's a borrowed power. They just have our borrowed power because we give our power. But if we take it back, we're like, wait, no, you're not supposed to be more powerful than I am. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, you created whatever you're afraid of. You created it. It's like you are afraid of your own creation. Well, how silly is that? How silly is that if you really think about it? Like, okay, if you have a sickness, you created it because you believed something. because you believe that this or that can hurt you, that this and that, I don't know what, you know, but you created something. And just by taking your power back, by being like, wait, stop. You are not higher than I am. You are not stronger than I am. I mean, you literally have to take whatever you put on a pedestal, you just have to take it down. Because when you're sick, you put something on a pedestal. I mean, it's not in a positive way, but you still give your power to something, which means you put it, you raise it, you know? And by you raising it, you make it important, you make it a thing, it exists. But when you take your power back, you're like, wait, you are not a thing, you don't exist. You're only here because I am consciously aware of you being there. But if I decide I no longer need you, I no longer have any use for you, I take my power back. It loses its power because nothing can exist without your power. Nothing can exist without life, and you give life to things. You give life to things. And if you start taking that power back, nothing can exist that doesn't suit you, that you don't want to exist, basically. So you have to go back and be like, okay, I'm taking my power back. I'm perfectly healthy, regardless what doctors say, or if they say it's incurable or it's a deadly disease or whatnot. They can call it whatever they want to call it. It doesn't matter to you. You're like, okay, I don't care. It is not a deadly disease to me. It doesn't even exist to me. The power that I gave it, I'm taking back. I am taking my power back. I choose to take my power back. It's really that simple. And then you move on that new path. You move on that path of no. This sickness, this whatever, is no longer part of my reality, is no longer part of who I am, who I want to be moving forward. These are all decisions that you have to make. And I wrote a book called Plant a Seed for Your Best Life, the Book of Manifestation Statement. You can get some inspiration on how to simply use the word choose, like how to choose your best life. I will not talk too much in this episode about that book or my other books that I wrote, but I will talk about it in a separate episode. But the point I'm saying, like, that book is just to help you walk the path that you want to walk on, like really leaving things behind. I mean, sometimes we don't even notice that we are holding on to something. We just like, you know, okay, why is this not working? Why is this not happening? And in reality, we are the ones standing in the way of things. I mean, we are always the ones standing in the way. That is the irony. Even if we have like authorities or whatnot standing in the way, like 3D-wise, seemingly standing in the way, they are never standing in the way. We are the ones that created that. We created a story that believed that they have the power. But no one has the power, regardless how big they seem to be in 3D. You are the only being that consciously has all the power. And this is something that you need to implement. It has to become who you are. It has to become the way you think, the way you speak, the way you walk, the way you stand, simply the way you are. It has to become who you are, because this is who you are. But you have to start really taking steps back in situations that are not as you would like them to be. Just take a step back and be like, wait, I don't like this feeling, or I don't like the outcome of this, or I don't like the way these things is going. I choose this and that. And then you walk as if that exact thing that you decided to choose is unfolding, and it will, do not doubt yourself. I mean, even if you do, he still will conform. You just speak it and be like, just because I say it, it is happening. Just because. Like, just because. And yeah, and this is what we all need you to start doing. Because all this extra work, all these tools, they are not necessary. They really are not. But sometimes along the way, you sometimes need them, which is fine, which is completely okay. And even if you are already, I don't know for how many years on the journey and you still need your tools, go ahead. As long as it feels good, it feels right to you, keep on using them. I mean, I still have the one or the other tool that I use. For example, I remember when. It's still something every now and then I use. But I still know that I don't need it. But it's just something, I've got used to it. And so I'm like, yeah, I use it whenever it happens, whenever I feel like. But yeah, at the end of the day, just make sure that you feel good. Make sure that you feel good. Like all the time. I mean, you don't have to be happy or whatever all the time. Obviously, I mean, you can. But just make sure that you feel the way you want to feel. That you surround yourself with people that make you feel good. You don't have to be around people that don't. And I mean, yeah, sometimes family have bad energy or just being around them doesn't feel good. But you still can choose them. And you can be like, okay, you know what? I choose for them to be like this or that. I choose to feel amazing around my family. Whatever, just choose it. Start choosing different things. Start choosing different situations. Don't just let things be and play out the way they do. Don't. Because if you don't like something, choose something else. Let me repeat it. If you like something, choose it. If you don't like something, choose something else. It's really that simple. And don't blame other people. Don't blame this or that, him or her. No, it's all you. They are just your mirror. And if you don't like what is reflected back to you, choose something else. Really that simple. I know I'm repeating myself, but it is damn worth repeating. And with you, with this episode, let me just close this one. You just have to just figure out what is really behind it. And if you're struggling with that, I mean, this way of doing it, it's an easy one. You just keep on asking questions because your consciousness, your I am, your inner truth, it will guide you. It will guide you to the answer. Or you can really just ask to be shown the reason why your manifestation is not arriving in your 3D. Like what is standing in the way, basically. And that way you can go about it as well. Or you do the questioning thing, as I explained earlier. But as I say, it's up to you. Just choose what works for you and go for it. And if you're interested in my book, I will talk about it in another episode. But yeah, for now, always choose your best life. Don't accept situations. Choose better ones.